Let's do this thing. It is the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast on a November 21st, a Wednesday, the biggest bar night of the year, Thanksgiving Eve. Dave here, not quite yet in a pub enjoying a pint, and I probably won't be later either now that I have a kid and I'm 36. My days of the Thanksgiving Eve bar crawl are far behind me. I will save all my drinking energy for tomorrow with family. It's the one day of the year I get to disappoint my mom and drink in front of her, so I'm not going to let that opportunity go unspoiled. But what's waiting for you in this show here, in this podcast here? Well, we started things out with John's condensed version of Alice's Restaurant, which still manages to irk Steve. There's a challenge sweeping the nation involving a certain Christmas holiday song that we all know and perhaps, well, may not love. In fact, the entire premise of this challenge implies a hatred of this song. The Beatles battled the unions in Breakfast with the Beatles. We talked stuffing our faces and had a return of Long Song Wednesday after almost a month off. So find out where the wheel landed today. And we also had a great chat with super producer Eddie Kramer, a guy who's made music with pretty much half our playlist, and he talked the new 50th anniversary edition of Electric Ladyland today. We had a checkup with Dr. Gobbleman and got a turkey subtotal from yesterday's turkey drop. So here you go. Have a great Thanksgiving out there. We appreciate you guys listening. Have a wonderful holiday, and we'll talk again on Monday morning. Until then, here you go. It's a daily podcast.
With tomorrow being Thanksgiving Day, all right.
I know exactly where this is going.
Once again, we will give you the complete uncut. Who plays an edited version of Alice's Restaurant? If you're going to play it,
go all in.
You might as well.
How long is it?
I think it's 27 minutes.
Yeah, I was going to say 28, right? Somewhere around
I'm not sure. Look it up. All right. But we'll be playing it at 8 a.m., noon, and 4 p.m. So we have three seatings.
We must have the short version because it's only 18 in our.
Oh, well, you know what? It feels like 27.
Well, yeah, I'd agree with you there.
I don't know. What is your problem with Alice's Restaurant?
I don't like it. I don't like the tune of it. I think the whole thing is dumb.
Really?
Yeah. I never got into it.
No, I mean, I enjoy it. I knew Arlo, back then. I knew him rather closely.
Right? Arlo owes me money. That's the problem.
Is that what it is?
Yeah,
Arlo owes
you
money?
You know, yeah.
But I solved it. I thought I solved it for you last year. All right. I tried last year.
I know you did.
All right. You know, and for those who don't know what I'm talking about, right, instead of 18 minutes, I managed to come down to bring Alice's Restaurant down to 90 seconds.
This song is called Alice's Restaurant. It's about Alice. Now, it all started two Thanksgivings ago. We got up there, we found all the garbage in there, and we decided it'd be a friendly gesture for us to take the garbage down to the city dump. So we went to sleep and didn't get up until the next morning. There was five police officers and three police cars, and everybody wanted to get in the newspaper story about it. And we was fined $50 and had to pick up the garbage in the snow, but that's not what I came to tell you about. I went up there, I said, "Shrink, kill, kill, kill." He said, "I want you to go over and sit down on that bench that says Group W. Father rapers. Father rapers sitting right there on the bench." And everything was fine. We were smoking cigarettes and all kinds of things until the sergeant came over. Said, "Kid, have you rehabilitated yourself?
You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant,
excepting Alice.
You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant." So walk right in, it's around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad track, and you can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant.
Da 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 da. At Alice's Restaurant.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Bigger, better, and stronger than ever before.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
And we will make
the John DeBella Podcast
great again. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Do you know about the game LDB?
LDB.
Yeah, anybody know about LDB? Cindy, ever hear about LDB?
No, I have not heard.
All right, and it's not LBDGQ. It's just LDB. All right, LDB is a game. It's a social game, right? And it's only for persons of honors. You know, so no liars, cheats. You know, people who break the rules, who twist it, and all that stuff. It all has to do with Little Drummer Boy. The object of the game is to not hear Little Drummer Boy.
We all just lost.
No, you haven't lost yet.
Okay.
Because it does not start until after your Thanksgiving meal is over. All right? That's when it starts. Or if you don't have Thanksgiving, if you're not having a Thanksgiving meal, it starts at 12:01 a.m. Okay? And the object is to go through as much of the season as you possibly can without hearing this. So as of now, you are on warning, all right? Okay. And we'll see, and we'll play amongst ourselves and see, you know, who can last the longest. I'm putting big money on me.
I would put money on you too. There's about 3 Johnny Mathis records I'll have to burn once I get home.
But what about you?
I'm thinking back. I do like to listen to Christmas music after Thanksgiving, but. I believe I've been able to avoid it now for the last year.
It's
plus.
A good one for your kids, too, because it's easy to sing along with.
Yeah. But it's also, you know, the danger here is that you could walk into a store and...
Oh, true.
And then you're out. You're out.
Just start cursing in the aisle for no reason.
Right. There's no sticking your fingers in your ears and humming, right? You know, once you hear it, you are out, and it lasts until the 26th. So you got to get from after Thanksgiving meal until the 26th.
Damn it, Rite Aid!
You know, hey, be happy. It's not last until New Year's Day. Oh, I like that, huh?
That's
a pro there.
36 years.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Don't ever, ever, ever touch
John DeBella.
You understand?
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Don't touch!
MGK.
I was thinking about this because I saw this story the other day, and I started thinking about being a kid and growing up listening to the radio. And the radio station I listened to had this chime that went off at the top of the hour. And years later, I ended up working for that company. It was an ABC company up in New York. And I found out that every time that chime rang, some guy from the musicians union got paid. And he wasn't even there. It was on tape. And every time this dong, you know, it's 6 o'clock, right? You know, boom, this guy would get a dollar or something. I'm not sure. It wasn't that much different in England when the Beatles were asked to play Hello Goodbye on Top of the Pops. However, the musicians union in England had instituted a ban on lip syncing performances, which prevented the band from doing this because it would have been them there doing that. But they said, oh, no, we'll take care of it. We'll send in a promotional film. And they made this promotional film of them doing Hello, Goodbye. Problem is they lip synced that as well. So the union said no. So Top of the Pops decides, oh, we've got a great fix, right? They decide to run a film from A Hard Day's Night and play Hello Goodbye behind it. To say the least, the band was not amused.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9.
Yeah, it does hurt.
MGK.
Let me see. Oh, there was something I wanted to tell you about Thanksgiving that I find interesting. And my wife actually pulled this on me last night. Mm-hmm. All right. People are officially giving up on being healthy for the rest of the year. This is the time of the year. It starts now. Right. For some, it starts at Halloween. Right. But others, it's just like, that's it. Right. You know, the average person will gain 6 pounds over the holiday season and only 12% will make it through without gaining any weight. So last night, all right, now come on. Now, we, Cindy, yesterday, we after the turkey drop, mm-hmm. we eat big time. All right. Oh, yeah. We go through the whole morning. Nobody's eating anything. We're having coffee and whatever. And that's about it. Right. Right. And then the guys from IBEW Level 98 show up. They showed up with a case of egg, cheese, and something sandwiches. There was egg, cheese, and peppers, egg, cheese, and ham, egg, cheese, and sausage, egg, cheese, and bacon.
Potatoes.
Right. But there was one with potatoes?
Really? Think, yeah.
Potatoes in a sandwich?
Yeah, unless I read that.
It was. How many did you eat?
I had 1.5. They were huge, too. Right. I should have people know. It was like a classic hoagie, essentially, from Wawa. Right.
I had a half and a bite.
And a half and a bite.
That's it.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Healthy one.
Tapped out early.
Now, what about when Zayed showed up?
Nope.
No, because he brought like
Ziad.
Ziad showed up from a Subaru from a Subaru Charter Hill.
Yep.
He showed up after he left. After he was on the air, he came back with like 30 sizzlies.
No, it was 60.
60.
It was 60. Wow.
60 sizzlies.
Yes.
Right.
I had 2/3 of one.
I had one. I had one. When I got back to the studio yesterday, I was like,
I skipped lunch.
Oh no! But here's where my wife goes.
Yeah. Right.
All right. So I get home yesterday. I'm exhausted. I take a nap for a little bit. Uh-huh. She wakes me up and she goes, macaroni and cheese for dinner. Right? And I go, but she goes, screw your diet. Macaroni and cheese.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9 MGK.
Time for us to get to the Wheel Along songs once again. It is back after weeks of giving away trips to a Universal Orlando Resort. The wheel is ready to go. Of course, we not only have the listener pick sections, but we got the bonus track sections
right,
on here now.
We don't know what's behind
them. We don't know what's behind them. That was put there by Bill. All right, but the songs that are still on the wheel. I'm Your Captain, Closer to Home. This is one of the original songs.
Yeah.
This is one that has never changed. Rosalita is still on there. Of course, the listener pick, Kashmir, We're Not Going to Take It. The newest one is Genesis, Tonight, Tonight, Tonight. So anything you're rooting for here?
I could go for Rosalita today.
You go for Rosalita? Yeah, what about you, sure. Dave?
I want to see I'm Your Captain, Closer to Home.
I'm with you.
Just because I want to see how hard you have to rub to get that thing to come off the wheel.
Yeah, because these are those
dry erasers.
The dry erasers. Yeah. But when they sit there for a while, they don't erase too easily.
Like
and that's been
arcade.
There for months. Yep. All right, well, let's get over to the wheel and give it a spin.
It's been a while. Yes!
Yes, it did it. It actually did it, Dave.
Yeah, man.
We got the mojo this morning. Classic rock at 102.9 MGK. Yes.
Right.
And I will start trying to erase it now. We're getting big raves on the text board about that coming up on the Wheel of Long Songs. I'm Your Captain, Closer to Home. And I'm so glad because we have two versions there in the library. And Steve, you have no idea how glad I am you picked the studio version and didn't grab the live one because the live one is weaker. We'll just put it that way. That's a nice way of saying it. You should learn how to do that, Steve. 32 degrees outside. Let's say things in a nice way.
Get the hell out of here.
See what I mean? Sunny and windy today with a high temperature of about 46 degrees. Eddie Kramer is going to join us at 8:10 this morning. Eddie is a producer and engineer who's worked with everybody.
Super producer,
Super producer. I mean, the eight different people who he has worked with are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He worked with Bowie. He worked with Led Zeppelin. He's the one for that print through what we thought. Remember the last time he was on
Whole Lot of Love?
That Whole Lot of Love thing? Yeah, yeah. So that, but if there's one thing Eddie is famous for, it's working with Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, yeah.
Jimi Hendrix's birthday is coming up next week. There's a new 50th anniversary issue of Electric Ladyland. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk to him about that and just other things with Jimmy, but that'll happen at 8:10. Happening now is Cindy getting ready to, go back to bed. What time did you get home last night, young lady?
3 in the morning.
Turn up Tuesdays.
3 in the morning. My
like
God.
It.
All right. Yeah, you're going to be napping. Thank God you're not cooking tomorrow.
Yeah, really?
The John DeBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9. MGK.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. James Marshall Hendrix, All Along the Watchtower. The man who produced and engineered that song and that album, as a matter of fact, also produced and engineered David Bowie, The Beatles, Eric Clapton, Led Zeppelin, The Rolling Stones, Carlos Santana, and those are just the people who are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The list goes on and on. But he's especially known for his groundbreaking work with Jimi Hendrix. There is a new 50th anniversary deluxe edition of Jimi Hendrix Electric Ladyland. It's 3 CDs plus a Blu-ray, or if you want, 6 LPs plus a Blu-ray. And the man who is the engineer on those sessions and, of course, is a brilliant producer and engineer in his own right, we are happy to welcome back once again Eddie Kramer. Hi, Eddie.
Hello, guys. How you doing? How's Philly?
It's damn fine, and even better now that you're on
the phone, my man.
Good, good, good. We're very happy about this record. It's an amazing production in the sense that we took about 6 months to put it together, going through all the original tapes, and let me tell you, it was quite a journey. You can imagine putting up a tape that was 50 years old and hearing Jimmy's voice talking to you. It's pretty scary and fun.
It's got to give you chills just hearing some of the stuff, because one of the albums is demos, one of the albums is stuff like that he did at home, and you're hearing things that you probably have not heard, or maybe in your case, maybe you never even heard some of it.
That was for sure. I mean, the big surprise for me was when I listened to the demos that Jimmy did in his hotel right here in New York City at the Drake Hotel. And he had his own little tape machine, and he put a mic on his guitar and a mic for his vocal, and he was singing very quietly at night because he didn't want to disturb the guests. And he was playing an acoustic guitar, and you could just hear him do, like, have you ever been to Electric Ladyland, but with a really quiet voice. And it's just an amazing demo. When you look at the album that we put together, you go from that to the actual take just before the master, and you can hear him jamming on that. So you get a real arc of the storyline from the beginning of Electric Lady as a song all the way up to the finished product.
I was listening to something yesterday. I can't remember which song it was. It might have been Crosstown Traffic. And I'm hearing this pan left, pan right, pan left, pan right, on, you know, either a guitar part or a vocal. And I'm sitting there going, that's Kramer just moving a knob left, right, over and over again.
I became known as the knob twiddler, I think, because of that. And we won't take it any further than that, guys.
Now, when you look at this album and you look at some of the people who performed on it, I don't know if it was just all along the Watchtower or during the course of the recording, you basically had Traffic, because Dave Mason is on it, Steve Winwood is on it, Chris Wood is playing flute on it, Jack Cassidy does bass on Voodoo Child. Were they all just anxious to work with Jimmy? Were they all friends? What was the story there?
Well, the story was, there's a famous club two blocks up on 46th and 8th was a place called the Scene Club, and this is where Jimmy used to hang out.
Right.
You know, we'd have the studio booked 7:30, 8 o'clock, and have everything ready for him. By the time he got in there, it was about midnight. Why? Because he was over at the Scene jamming with whoever was in town. And it so happened on this one particular night, I can give you an example. You know, you have Jack Cassidy jamming on bass. You have Steve Winwood on organ. So you've got a cool selection of musicians. And Jimmy was just picking the right guys for the gig. And he drags them around to the record pit. Now, you can imagine Jimmy walking from the club to the studio, dragging 20 people. It was hilarious. And they walk in, right? We're all ready. We hit record, rehearse it once, bam, there's Voodoo Child, live on the floor, no overdub.
We were told a story once by Dave Mason about the condition Brian Jones was in for All Along the Watchtower, and that they basically kind of put him in a corner.
The actual story is Dave Mason on acoustic guitar, he's playing
a 12-string.
A 12-string,
right.
And Jimmy is playing a 6-string, and Mitch. So we're trying to cut the track, and it's very tricky. The whole intro is all messed up because of the timing, and Jimmy's yelling at Dave, Jimmy's yelling at Mitch, and finally we get it. Take 19, and it's really sounding great. And all of a sudden, I hear this piano, clang, 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 and it's all out of time, and it's all wrong chords. And I say, what the hell? And I look, and I see it's Brian. He's kind of snuck into the studio. He's drunk out of his mind, and Jimmy's looking at me, and he's sort of waking and nodding, hey, can you get rid of it? So I just said, Brian, come on, come back to the control room. So I said, he said, oh, all right, I'll be quiet. I said, come sit down in front of the board. Okay, all right. So we keep going, and by like take 23, we get the master, and I'm looking down. He's passed out. He's gone. But that's the kind of stuff that would happen, because the Stones were in and out of the studio all the time. And Jimmy was, you know, he loved Brian. Brian was a dear friend of his.
Well, the Jimi Hendrix Experience Electric Ladyland 50th Anniversary Deluxe Edition. Eddie Kramer, our guest. Eddie, it is a pleasure and an honor once again to get to talk to you. You have yourself a great day.
Cheers, Philly.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You don't know how to die, do you?
102.9.
There's a lot of money to be made.
MGK.
It is time now for us to check in with
Dr. Gubbleman. Ooh. Turkey gynecologist. What seems to be the problem, ma'am? Oh, my. Red crumbs. Well, that's not good. All right, just lie back and try to relax. This is probably going to feel a little cold. Dr. Gubbleman, turkey gynecologist.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9 MGK.
Hit this phone line and say hi to Quinn Tucker from City Team Philadelphia. I was going to say Philadelphia City Team, but either way it works, doesn't it, Quinn?
Good morning, John. It works for sure.
All right. And how is the weather in Arkansas this morning?
A little bit warmer than where you are.
Yes, for sure.
Not as many wonderful people. There's less of us down here.
Yesterday, right after we got done with the turkey drop, she had to go back to City Team, right? And then, boom, get on a plane and go home to Arkansas.
Wow,
so,
that's dedication.
She's down there now. But, of course, we need to know, there's one thing that we need to know, and that is, now, this is our subtotal. All right, this isn't our grand total. We'll have our grand total on Monday. This is basically what we took in yesterday alone during the 3 hours that we were
from
on
all
the
different locations.
From all the different locations from you know, that we got online yesterday as well.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, from the all of the donations that we got from our sponsors.
Right.
All right, and I guess this is where I hit
drum roll.
This button. All right, Gwen, what can you tell me?
We raised yesterday 7,653 turkeys.
7,653. Well, that is even higher than when you guys walked out of here yesterday, so that's good. So maybe if we get a big push over the weekend, we could hit that 10 number again.
Yeah.
That would be great, because this isn't the first time we've come in this number, and then Monday comes along, and all of a sudden it's like, boom, you know, we get that. Well, you know what, Quinn? Thank you so much. Thank you for getting up ridiculously early for you, having not gotten to Arkansas until 1 o'clock in the morning.
John, I wouldn't want to be doing anything else. You guys are so wonderful. We cannot thank you enough for what you do for people.
It's easy enough. You know, it really is easy enough. And I tell you, folks, and I say it at the end of every broadcast each and every year, and it will happen if you do it online. It'll happen if you're around the table. Not only give thanks, but maybe do a collection. Ask people around the table. You know, there's this great thing that goes on in Philadelphia where we try to feed the hungry each and every year. Why does everybody put in $5? And then make a donation online to City Team through cityteam.org, or just go to WMGK.com, and you could do it that way. Have a great Thanksgiving, everybody. Debbie is taking over. Don't eat too much.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.